Now, as you know, we love finding out how you spend your Saturdays, whether it's running, providing a taxi service for your children, or reenacting historical battles. Charles Collingwood has been playing Brian Aldridge in The Archers for 40 years. Anna Bailey went to meet him at the Hampshire Hogs cricket ground, the clue is in the title, to find out what he gets up to on a Saturday morning.
I love sitting on the side of a cricket ground, doesn't matter how grand, whether it's at Lord's watching England, or where we're today to watch the Hampshire Hogs playing the Bryanston Butterflies. And I think we're going to see them playing what is old-fashioned club cricket and have a bit of fun.
Now, Charles, I've got to admit, I'm a bit of a novice when it comes to cricket. I'm not too sure how it all works, really.
Right, well, nobody's winning yet. The Bryanston Butterflies have made a total of 249. The Hampshire Hogs are now batting. They have got to try and score 250 to win the match. And at the moment, they are 17 for no wicket. Actually, now that's just going to go whizzing down to the boundary for four. So that's going... Oh, it's not quite four. I mean, I know it's sounding like double dutch to you, but many, many, many listeners will know exactly what it's like to get a side together, to turn up, be a bit stiff, get your whites on, and you're in the field and it's hot and sunny. Everybody can be let off the lead. They're always out. He's out, LBW. Always out.
So why exactly do you support the Hogs then? Because they're not exactly a big team, are they?
No, they're not, but they're a very good club side. And if you like cricket, you're not going to find anywhere more pretty, really, and more idyllic to come and spend a day. One of the things I think that I like about cricket is that there is something theatrical. These two batsmen are part of an 11. They've all been fielding, that is, they've all been on stage together. They're now doing a scene together, if you like, just the two of them.
So the spotlight's really on them.
Correct. And sometimes it's quite nerve-wracking. You're very on your own. The bowler bowling here, he's the man trying to get them out. The fielders are supporting him. At the moment, he's the leading man on the fielding side trying to get a wicket. And there's so much chance in cricket, particularly at the top level, when you compare professional cricket with professional acting. You need so much luck. If you're unlucky when you're playing cricket and you get a wonderful ball that nobody could ever hit and it bowls you out, or you get caught off a wonderful ball, your whole career can be affected. And I think cricketers and actors have always been able to identify together. Oh dear, he's out. Oh, that's sad. Oh, I do hope that's not the son of the man who's gone to hide behind the pavilion, because he thinks it brings bad luck to his son if he's watching. Because if it is, he can come out now.
And would you like to go out there right now? Would you like to go out there and save the day?
What, 71 years of age? I could barely walk that far. No, time was when I'd like to have done, yes. Some people, when they're young, actually give up everything. And I didn't. And I was really pleased that I actually carried on with my sport. Well, actually, I wanted to be a comedian, but I couldn't.
Why not?
The home I came from, it was tough enough telling my father I wanted to be an actor. Thought of him thinking he had a stand-up comedian for a son was just not a good idea.
You wouldn't have seen it as a joke.
He would not, no.
And you don't regret it, do you, treading the boards?
No, I don't regret anything for what is now 40 years in the longest-running soap opera in the world. And, of course, when people say, is it boring? It isn't, because the story, it's like life. I don't know where the story is going with my character until I open my script, which I always find rather exciting. Oh, there's a man with his shirt out of his trousers bowling, but I'd have that shirt tucked in.
You wouldn't play like that, would you?
I would not, no, and if he was in my team, I wouldn't have him with his shirt like that. I hope he listens to this. So whoever you are, if you're listening to Saturday Live, I was watching you bowling at the Hampshire Hogs and you had your shirt untucked. Naughty boy.
And she come along with family and friends? I mean, does your wife Judy come along with you?
My wife Judy loves cricket, yes, which is great because my first wife didn't, which is one of the reasons that marriage went down the pan. So, yes, she's very happy to come here, look at some of the cricket, have a cup of tea, just calm down. Ooh, look. He's just bowled the batsman, who's now out.
I hear that your love of the game went down very well when you first joined the Archers, and it helped you to bond with some of the older members of the cast. Is that right?
Well, it was true, actually, because when I first joined the Archers, they were all cricket mad. So, in fact, it was rather than finding out whether you could act, they sort of asked you if you liked cricket. So I passed the test there. But my character, Brian, though, has never played cricket for Ambridge. And I remember when we were lucky enough to have a wonderful party for the 50th anniversary of the Archers, which Prince Charles kindly gave us. That's when I first met John Major, who loves cricket. And he said to me, "Is there anything about the programme you really regret?" And I said, "Yes. I, Charles Collingwood, I'm the only what's called playing member of the MCC, and yet Brian Aldridge seems to be the only man in the cast who's never played for the Village."
Did you not have a word with the scriptwriters about it?
It fell on deaf ears, darling. I'm merely an actor.
That's quite cruel, isn't it?
Wasn't it? Brutal. Yes, and I'm only just recovering. Well, this match, I'm afraid, is in the death throes.
They're not doing very well, are they? They're not making a recovery,
well.
Charles.
No, I don't think they're making a recovery. There's a big appeal there. The man with the shirt outside his trousers is still there. Oh, I'm not happy with him at all.
Now, the Hogs haven't done very well today, but will you always be a Hog supporter?
Yes. Once a Hog, always a Hog. This is a great cricket club, and this fantastic summer game of ours, which is so often monopolised by football in the winter months, but there's still a great swathe of people from all sorts of classes and colours and creeds who love playing this game. And the Hogs have scored another run. So on that moment, perhaps we should just leave them to a very slow death.
Charles Collingwood taking Anna Bailey through the rules of cricket, and of course England seek to regain the Ashes against Australia this summer, starting on the 8th of July. Full coverage on the BBC, including 5 Live and Radio 4 Longwave. There's a link on our website for more details.